Rain under pressure, climate change headlines in 2 minutes for Wednesday, March 20th. Dramatic, deadly, damaging flooding in Nebraska. Water is slowly receding, but as the Omaha World Herald reports, not before putting about a third of the O5 Air Force Base underwater. Bridges are unpassable, homes and businesses, farms destroyed, snow melt, and a lot of rain is to blame. Climate scientists say these types of weather events are becoming the new norm. A tropical storm named Idai slammed ashore Mogadishu. It had the force of a Category 3 hurricane that Americans have become used to. Food aid is being sought as crops are gone. Infrastructure severely damaged, hundreds dead. And start spreading the news from Fox News. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is promoting his plan to spend $10 billion to fortify and protect Lower Manhattan against superstorms like Sandy. Lower Manhattan is the home of Wall Street, is historic because it was the U.S.'s first capital, and not to mention the millions of people who live there. We're keeping an eye on air quality in Houston from that chemical plant fire that's been burning for days. The Houston Chronicle details the chemicals in the air and the ill effects it can have on people. From Huffington Post Business, ExxonMobil is facing tough questions in Brussels this week from members of the European Union Parliament. 4 years ago, documents revealed that the world's largest publicly traded oil company understood that fossil fuel emissions caused the planet to warm. Find Green Under Pressure on Progressive Voices, Spreaker, Google Podcasts, and other podcast apps like Podbean. Please give us a star or two on iTunes. I'm Rita Rich, and this is a Flatlands Avenue production.